Hello, and welcome to This Week in History Class. I'm your host, John Larson. This week we're going to be talking about the 1970s and the things that went on in that time period. First off, we're going to talk about the Vietnam War. Then we're going to get into kind of culture and what's going on. And then finally, we're going to look at the start of a major corporation that kind of kickstarts. Well, before that time, it really kind of comes into its own in the 1970s. So to start us off, Cody is going to take us through the battle at Hamburger Hill, and then Mason is going to tell us about the battle at Aptbach.
The Battle of Hamburger Hill was fought on May 10th to May 20th in 1969. The battle was between the U.S. and the ARVN against the PAVN forces. It took place on Hill 937. It got that name because it's 937 meters above sea level, and it's now known as Hamburger Hill. The battle was part of Operation Apache Snow. The goal was to clear the Shaw Valley. The hill had little strategic value, and U.S. commanders still ordered direct assaults, causing unnecessary casualties, and it was later abandoned on June 7th. Many people considered this battle pointless and started to doubt if they should be involved in Vietnam. This all went on when the anti-war movements were at their peaks.
Aptbach was a village in the Mekong Delta, about 40 miles southwest of Saigon. The Battle of Aptbach began to develop in December 1962. Three Viet Cong companies built defensive positions along a mile-long canal connecting Aptbach with the village of Aptan Thoi. The Viet Cong dug in behind trees, grass, and shrubs with clear view of the surrounding rice fields. The Army of the Republic of Vietnam, 7th Division, attacked the position, and although they were outnumbered the Viet Cong by 10-1, they were defeated. The Army of the Republic of Vietnam was characterized by incompetent officers and terrible morale. At the end of the battle on January 2nd, 1963, the Army of the Republic of Vietnam had lost 5 helicopters and 60 dead, while the Viet Cong suffered only 3 casualties. Although American military advisors in South Vietnam tried to claim the battle a victory because the Viet Cong abandoned their position, the engagement showed how difficult the guerrilla war would be and how much learning the United States would have to do about the nature of a warfare in Southeast Asia.
Thanks, guys. Now, not everything was about Vietnam in the 1970s. To give us actually an overview of what was going on in the 70s, we've got Bryn, Carly, and Kylie.
The 1970s were famous for their bell-bottom jeans, disco music, and dance. It was more than just clothes and music in the 1970s, though. It was protests and continued fight for equality for women, African Americans, Native Americans, gays, and lesbians, along with the protests of the Vietnam War.
With famous musicians like the Bee Gees, Elton John, and Rod Stewart, music had a huge influence in culture in the 1970s.
Common clothes that kids wore in the era was still the hippie-style clothing. Teens wore tie-dye, flowers, and hip-hugger and bell-bottom pants. Women in the 70s wore floral pattern dresses, and men wore tight pants with bell-bottoms and jackets.
Common haircuts of the 70s included afros, the shag, cornrows, the ape, the wedge, the purdy, and the page boy, flicks and wings, stack perms, Mohicans, and all things punk.
In 1975, a carton of eggs cost 77 cents and a loaf of bread cost 25 cents. A gallon of gas cost 57 cents. The Chevy Malibu cost $3,671. A new house cost $42,600 on average, and a first-class postage stamp cost 10 cents.
Compared to the current prices of eggs, $2.11, bread, $1.95, a gallon of gas, $3.52, in 2014. 2015 Chevy Malibu, $22,465, a new house, $311,400, and a first-class stamp, 49 cents.
Presidents of the 1970s included Republicans Richard Nixon, who reigned from 1969 to 1974, and Gerald Ford, from 1974 to 1977. It also included Democrat Jimmy Carter from 1977 to 1981.
Did you know that Americans celebrated the first Earth Day in 1970?
I actually had heard that somewhere, yes. Thanks for asking. Our next presenters are going to be Colin and Chase, and they're going to tell us a little bit more about music in the 1970s.
In this week's history podcast, I will be talking about music in the 1970s. Most of the popular genres were funk, soul, R&B, pop, rock, and disco music. Also, the birth of hip-hop was created then. Some of the best rock and roll was made in the 1970s. Most of the big rock artists were David Bowie, Led Zeppelin, and Pink Floyd. Some of the biggest hits were I Just Want to Be Your Everything by Andy Gibb, Tonight's the Night by Rod Stewart, and Benny and the Jets by Elton John. Most of the music that we're listening to today were from around the 1970s era. The 70s were also the golden age for vinyl records. They were affordable for everyone, and everyone seemed to have a record player.
Finally today, we have Bailey, Emily, and Mac telling us about McDonald's.
Did you know that there is a McDonald's restaurant that opens every 14.5 hours? Did you also know that McDonald's is not the largest restaurant chain in the world? Subway is. Today in our podcast, we'll be talking about McDonald's. We'll start in the early 1970s. In the 1970s, the McDonald's sold pizza as one of the main menu items. In 1971, McDonald's new friends, the Hamburglar Grimmins, Mayor McCheese, Captain Crook, and the Big Mac joined Ronald McDonald in McDonaldland. Also in 1971, the You Deserve a Break Today advertising theme was introduced. It was introduced when it debuted in a famous commercial known as Clean or Bucket and Mop, featuring McDonald's new crew members cleaning a restaurant. In 1973, the famous Quarter Pounder and the Quarter Pounder with Cheese was added to the menu. In 1974, the first Ronald McDonald House opened. It was opened in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In 1973, Fred Hill, a famous football player for the Philadelphia Eagles, had the need for such a faculty in Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, where his child was being treated for leukemia. Hill's dilemma led to the first Ronald McDonald House. In 1974, the Big Mac jingle was launched. The jingle gained when Max Cooper, a Birmingham, Alabama McDonald, developed a man-on-the-street promotion that rewarded customers who would recite the jingle correctly in 4 seconds or less with a free Big Mac. The Egg McMuffin, created by owner/operator Herb Peterson of Santa Barbara, California, was added to the national menu in 1975. McDonald's in the U.S. is the largest buyer of apples in the country, according to the U.S. Apple Association. And did you know the hot dog was originally sold at McDonald's, not burgers? Also in 1975, the first McDonald's drive-thru was opened in Sierra Vista, Arizona. Soldiers from nearby fort were forbidden to get out of their cars in army fatigues. McDonald's added drive-thrus later in Georgia and Oklahoma City. Has everybody ever heard of Kanwa, Japan? That's where the 5,000th restaurant was opened in 1978. And last, but certainly not least, Happy Meals debuted in 1979. The first Happy Meals featured a circus wagon theme box. Thanks for listening.
That does it for our show this week. Kind of a short and sweet version. Next week, we'll hear more about the 1970s. And we're looking forward to having you listen to this show again. Presenters on the show this today included Cody, Mason, Bryn, Carly, Kylie, Colin, Chase, Bailey, Emily, and Mac. And we thank every one of them for their contribution. As always, we want to thank Ethan Frazier for creating our theme music. If you want to follow us on Twitter, we are at TWIHC or at TWIC. Or you can follow me at Teacher J. Lars on Twitter as well. Again, thanks for listening, and we hope to have you listening again next week. Bye now.